Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We returned the products, and we haven't noticed a credit back to our credit card yet.
All right. Can I get your zip code, please?
It's 33033. And I have a tracking number as well.
Just one second. Let's see. All right, can I get your first and last name, please?
Bitian Batista.
All right, I do see you right here. And just for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address for me?
It's 228 Southeast 34th Terrace, Homestead, Florida, 33033.
All right. And do you have the tracking number for that package?
I sure do.
All right, can I get that, please?
1, Z as in Zulu, R as in radio, V as in Victor, 335-003-458-56016. It was a UPS shipment.
And that's the tracking number? Normally they number start with a 9 or a 4.
No, this is the tracking number.
Oh, you went through UPS and not your local postal. That's how we sent
correct.
It.
Correct, correct,
correct.
Okay. It was supposed to have arrived on March
29th. Oh, sorry, just give me one second here.
Okay.
Okay, you said that code was 1, Z as in zebra, R as in run, V as in Victor, 335-003-458-56016.
There's one too many sixes, and so the last is 56016.
Okay. So yes, I do see that it was delivered on the 29th. So 1 second. And they said they did let you know that it was minus a $9.95 restocking fee, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
The original shipping fee.
Okay. All right, so I was able to refund those two amounts for you.
Okay.
And they sent you an email confirmation, and it's titled, "Your refund is on its way," and it take about 3 to 5 business days for it to get put back on your card because of how the banks work.
Okay. We thank you for your help today with that.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.